Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The Obama administration says it will pause a $500 million Pentagon-led program to train and equip Syrian rebels fighting the Islamic State militants. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb has details.
The program will shift away from vetting moderate Syrian rebels and plucking them off the battlefield for training. The Pentagon will use a small training center in Turkey to teach these leaders skills, including how to call in airstrikes. Brad McGurk, the White House envoy to the Anti-Islamic State Coalition, says the program will also work to better equip and provide air support to trusted units on the front lines in Syria.
Is it best to take those guys out and put them through training programs for many weeks, or to keep them on the line fighting and to give them additional enablers and support? I think the latter is the right answer, and that's what we're going to be doing.
The Train and Equip program had only trained a few dozen fighters, much less than the original goal of thousands. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter said Friday he, quote, wasn't happy with the early efforts of the program. Carla Babb, VOA News, The Pentagon.
General Hossein Hamadani, senior Iranian Revolutionary Guards commander, has been killed in Syria. He was advising Syrian troops in the northern region of Aleppo. Shiite Iran has provided military and political support for President Bashar al-Assad during his four-year-long fight against a wide range of Sunni rebels, the group seeking to overthrow him. AP is reporting that a mayor says a group of suspected jihadists attacked a village in central Mali, killing a local official in front of his family. Haruna Bellum says the attackers were suspected members of the radical Messina Liberation Movement, which has been blamed for other attacks this year that have targeted military and civilian authorities in south and central Mali. This is VOA News.